Online Podcast 280. Hello, hello, ladies and gentle horse. Welcome to Online Podcast. Selamat datang, tuan-tuan dan puan-puan. Especially if you're listening to this from tiltedworld.org. It's been a long while since I'm doing a show in the studio with so much editing and production involved, but I think it's going to be worth it today. The reason is I have several projects that suddenly piled on me that I would like to share with you, and one of them being tiltedworld.org. Tiltedworld.org came about less than 2 months ago. It was a group of very active, or at least very energetic bloggers, specifically gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender bloggers came to me and asked if I'm interested in helping them set up this website, this blog specifically for the LGBT community, targeted specifically for the Malaysian community. And I thought, it's perfect. You know, I will do as much as I can to be a part of this project. So I helped them set up this website, and there's still a lot of more improvements that we can do. In fact, if you are listening to this, and if you want to be a contributing members of this group, of the tiltedworld.org, in any way, shapes, or form, let us know, and you can write us at contact@tiltedworld.org. And let us know how would you like to be a part of it. Now, one of the major things that I would like to ask for help from people, and whether or not you, especially this particular help, you don't have to be actively involved in this this group, but I'm looking for people who are able to write very good, or at least better than me, a page layout. So you have to know PHP for WordPress, so that we can actually do a different layout for the website. The people have been wanting to do something more than just a regular blog on the left and then the column on the right. They want to be able to put featured articles and all that. And so if you have that capability, please contact us for Tilted World. Send us an email to contact@tiltedworld.org. Now, for my online listeners, you can also go check out, if you are ever interested, on the very last day. Of course, the show is posting on the 30th of June, a Monday. If you are ever interested in helping out, or just check out what the world of the gay community, and I use the term gay loosely, you know, instead of saying LGBT. And apparently, just through some interactions with this group of people, and they're young and energetic, and LGBT is not considered quite, it's not like a term that is, very well accepted, even by the queer community. In fact, queer community is actually more accepted there. And so, if you want to find out, if you want to read about articles that's been posted there, go check it out. You know, how to end up, to sum up this month, Pride Month, in June, what better things can you do other than continuing the celebration of Pride? Go over to tiltedworld.org. That's T-I-L-T-E-D world.org. tiltedworld.org. Go check that out. There are several contributors there, and I'd encourage you to go check it out and find out more about them, about their own websites, but especially about tiltedworld.org. It's very interesting because especially there's a launch article that was posted by Gabriel, and she wrote a very nice introduction of this website about what Tilted World is and what we would like to achieve. So go over there and check out all the articles there. And again, if you know of any gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender Malaysian who are in whatever level going through their own coming out or struggles with their sexuality in Malaysia, this will be a great website for them, I think. And even if you are outside of Malaysia, like myself, you can also be involved in it as well. So I encourage you to go over there and check out tiltedworld.org to continue the celebration of Pride. See what you'll be able to find over there. It's very different, for especially for my American listeners and people who are used to or living very comfortably or somewhat comfortably in a society that is open up for you to be who you are, and reading about people who are struggling for the very tiny little struggle of being who they are in their daily chores, daily lives, going through this paranoia about parents finding out that they are gay. Not everyone is as lucky as I am. Not everyone is as lucky as some of us here who live in America. And so go check that out. It's a very different world when you are in Malaysia. And even if you are very proudly gay, it is not that easy to be gay because there's just too many other factors that is involved there. So go check that out on tiltedworld.org. Read about all the blog entries that are there. And also at the same time, the music that you're listening to right now is a song that was composed or written by Pete Teo. Pete Teo is a... No, this is not this is Malaysian related, but not necessarily LGBT. This guy wrote this beautiful song, inspired by the Unity. Well, pretty much the whole project is called Malaysian Artists for Unity, and you can find out more about this project on their website. And download the songs, this particular song that you're listening to, on the website as well. And I'm just going to briefly tell you about this project, and I will actually play an audio clip in full, in really actually just not stolen, but taken out from the making of this video. So I know how it is for me. I am kind of lazy to actually sometimes go watch a video. And so if I listen to an audio podcast, I expect that to be an audio podcast. And even if it is something that is available in video, I would like to be able to download that separately. So I encourage you to listen to this. And if you want to stop this, if you don't want to, you know, spend twice the time watching this video, you can just stop the audio recording after this and go over to onlinepodcast.com and find the link, or you can go over to Malaysian Artists, that is plural with it with an E, ARTISTES, artists for unity.info. Go over there and download the entire video there and watch it there. And to give you a little bit of a background to why this piece means so much to me and to many other Malaysians, is because of the recent, fairly recent elections, there were a bunch of elements that were stirred up by all sides to either cover up or to induce racial tensions between the races. And so that's why this piece came at a very apt time It came at a very apt time, and I think it also speaks this piece also speaks to many Malaysians who are especially in the country right now. And if you're lazy like me, then you can continue listening to what I'll be playing here in a moment and and enjoy the stories. So in the meantime, while you're listening to this, you can go check out the website MalaysianArtistsForUnity.info and TiltedWorld.org. So I will talk to you next week, and enjoy this piece coming out. Don't forget to smile. Bye.
Seven.
Where are we going, friend?
Boleh balik cepat.
Yeah.
That was before, this is after. This, no, this in the middle.
Chinese rapper. Danny Wan.
Yep.
Dah siap?
Tak, gua kena pergi dulu ni.
Hello, all everyone.
Why do you make cars plot?
Okay. Cool. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Cool.
Thank you. 今天呢，我们就是来拍这个《Here in My Home》的这个 MV。那我觉得很开心，就是，Pitio 他们呢，就让我来参与这个活动。
Pitio's a friend, and I came to support him and his vision for a united Malaysia because I really believe in it.
Exactly the same. Yeah, Pitio's a very good friend, and when he asked us, I think everyone sort of just felt the same way.
I've always been a believer in Malaysia, and any project that brings Malaysia closer together and the people of Malaysia together.I don't care what I'm doing. I'll find the time to be here.
Bila dia cakap this project pasal unity, I terus kata yeah. Saya terus katakan yeah.
I dah sebenarnya tak malu akan mengakui bahawa saya yang contact dia orang sebab saya nak masuk video ni, saya nak involve dengan project ni.
It's for love and it's for unity, and I'm just doing whatever we can do to get together.
爱是一个很重要的一个题材，尤其是我们是爱我们的国家，所以我觉得是一个很有意义的一个活动。
I think it's an amazing thing that Pete has put together, and when he asked me to be on it, there's no other answer butHell yeah.
But after about 2 or 3 phone calls, you know, it sort of became apparent that this thing is going to be a monster.
We're all here under one roof to have fun, to display unity.
This is something that I thought is a fantastic idea, and not only us who are making it need it, people who are going to watch it, all the Malaysians need this video as well.
所以这次我们过来参与这个 MV 的拍摄呢，基本上也是因为我们觉得身为一个马来西亚人，应该不只是用嘴巴来说一些该说的话，当然也用嘴巴，身为歌手的他们，还有声音工作者的我呢，也应该用声音来表达我们自己的想法、情绪，还有我们自己想要对这国家说的一切话。
We are here for a good cause, and we are here for Malaysian artists for unity.
Everybody, I think it's great how you have loaned your talent to spread such a wonderful message.
I just, you know, I want to be part of something positive.
I'm just glad to see that they are all here supporting the project, you know, and it makes a new artist like me feel like, whoa, you know, it's an inspiration for me.
It's very nice, a nice feeling to have everyone, all sorts of like, you know, poor, like, not very poor, but, you know, not so famous and the famous
struggling.
Ones, struggling artists and like, you know, established artists come together and...sort of like put aside the differences, whatever, and sing this song, which is, has a very nice message to it.
Yang saya suka tentang cadangan Pete adalah ianya sesuatu yang non-governmental. Jadi ini adalah kehendak kita, pemuzik-pemuzik sebagai rakyat Malaysia untuk memberi sesuatu kembali kepada rakyat Malaysia.
there is a message behind this whole song and project that is trying to bring Malaysians together.
And I think, you know, we need more programs like this, you know, to send a message out to the people that we are indeed one people.
生长在马来西亚，我有机会跟不同种族的人一起成长，一起学习，一起读书，一起工作。其实这一份是荣幸，我觉得。
As children, we don't know you're Chinese, Indian or Malay. We just know you're my friend Vidya, you're my friend Suyin.
Mungkin satu hari hilang semua bangsa-bangsa yang yang membezakan kita ni dan kita jadi bangsa Malaysia saja.
I think that's the key word, being a Malaysian, you know, not being a Punjabi or a Chinese or an Indian.
Iban, Dayak, whatever, because we're all part of Malaysia and we have to get that.
There. Not each community on its own, but one country, unified, all the races together, one.
美好马来西亚应该是没有分皮肤颜色吧。
There is no more Malay dilemma. I think there is a Malaysian dilemma right now, and we have to address that somehow.
I think, you know, this is Malaysia for Malaysians. It's not Malaysia for any one particular ethnic race anymore.
Inilah Malaysia kita sekarang. You know, this is our Malaysia now. So let's accept it and celebrate it.
你按着你自己的心说，我想一个怎么样的马来西亚。 我相信答案都是一样的，大家就朝着你心里面那个目标一起去努力。The
great thing about our countries, we have every single race, creed, color, and it's time we all work together and make this country even better.
Mula-mula plan dia nak ambil lagu John Lennon, tapi John Lennon punya lagu terlalu mahal untuk kita guna, nak dapat rights dia tak boleh. Jadi kita Pete pun tulislah lagu sendiri, Here in My Home.
Song's great, you know, it's catchy. I came from the music business. First thing I look for is a hook and a great bridge. It's there. Nice, simple lyrics.
The title is just perfect, you know. Here in my home, this is how it is. So come and join us. I love the melody. I love the lyrics.
Lirik-lirik dalam lagu ni melambangkan bagaimana semua boleh bergabung, boleh menjadi satu bila kita stay dalam satu rumah, satu kedudukan yang mana rasanya kalau rumah, home tu selamat untuk semua bergabung tenaga dan mewujudkan satu kesatuan yang positif dan bagus untuk semua.
Well, I think, you know, the song's really about taking ownership. I mean, it's about love and unity, we all know that. But it's really about taking ownership lah.
I mean, the vibe is just great, the song sounds great. When I first heard it, I'm like, nah, this typically, this cannot be local song.
Bila Pete emailkan lagu tu, saya mendengar terus macam falling in love dengan lagu ni kan.
But it was a local song. Pete, you did a great job. I thought the song was excellent.
And all the boys in it, I mean, you know, all the voices are just amazing. I just wish I could sing, you know.
音乐总是能够达到就是感化人心的那个作用，或者是将不同的那个领域的人联系在一起。 那我希望这首歌播出去之后，能够带给马来西亚公民一点，就是凝聚的一股凝聚的力量。There's
a lot of people that I hear this culmination of colors, flavors.
Ada yang penyanyi rock, ada penyanyi rap, ada penyanyi pop, semua ada.
As a human being and as a Malaysian, this is the perfect song to bring us together.
简单讲，我希望通过这次的音乐，能够让大家真正的开始行动，而不再是把口号喊在嘴边。 所以希望这首歌有这样的力量，但是我自己是可以感受到的，因为音乐的和谐度非常的有特色。Hearing
so many voices together, and I just feel really warm.
我想最简单就是上网，然后其实你只要通过一些搜寻的网站，然后打下了 Malaysia Artists for Unity， 然后你就可以找到很多相关的一些新闻也好，或者网站也好。那当然最重要的是因为它免费下载，而且是合法的下载，这个很重要。合法免费下载，所以大家可以通过这样的方式，把歌词的意义传承出去，然后也可以把音乐传达出去，让更多人可以感受到马来西亚团结的力量到底有多强大。
So the best way is just to tell people about it, you know. If you have a blog, maybe you can blog about it. You know, you can just maybe request it on the radio. You know, you don't have to buy it because it's for free.
The key is to get this song all over the world, all over Malaysia. So what we'd like you to do is Google Malaysian Artists for Unity, go to the website, download the song and spread the word. Spread the song all over Malaysia, all over ASEAN and all over the world.
Anda boleh download ataupun muat turun dengan percuma kerana lagu ni memang kita buat untuk anda, percuma. Dan apa yang kita minta adalah untuk anda menyebarkan lagi, menyampaikan lagu ini kepada rakan-rakan anda melalui blog-blog anda, melalui website anda, melalui handphone anda, pas kepada kawan-kawan, bagi semua orang dengar supaya kita dengar lagu ini dan menghayati yang kita mahu menjadi rakyat Malaysia makmur dan bersatu.
Actually, it's a surprisingly small video because he had, Yu Hang had this idea of confining it in one space with great length, and that made the whole job simpler. As soon as he made that suggestion, I immediately thought, right, I think perhaps it's not such a scary thing.
Provided that his song is not out of sync, we will know when Kasman edits the thing. Cannot cut.
No, we didn't want to do a fancy camera thing anyway, because
yeah,
the whole song relies very heavily on the sincerity of the message. So, you know, anything too fancy would take away from the sincerity. So this location is wonderful because everything is black almost. And as we explained to the artists, that it's their personality that would come out, and if they had no personality, it would come out too. Some, you know, is it timely for the post-election thing? And I said that for me anyway, it's got nothing to do with the elections. Mm. That's like saying, you know, a year ago this song would have been irrelevant. Yeah, I think it would have been just as relevant last year and next year.
Well, that's the most common question I got asked today. And to be honest with you, it's slightly frustrating to answer it because, as Yasmin said, I mean, this song has been relevant for the last, as long as I've been born.
It's just forgotten to be sung, that's all. Yeah.
That's right. I think we underestimate how Malaysian we all feel. I mean, we are so used to thinking of ourselves as a particular ethnicity, you know? But we actually forget that. And we underestimate how Malaysian we all feel. I mean, I was asked another question about the song, which obviously revolves around the idea of home. And I mean, I came up with the idea when I thought about the recent trip I made to Australia when I was sitting in Melbourne and thinking how nice it is in Melbourne. You know, it's very, very civilized and very nice. But then I asked myself one question, you know, if I had a chance to move here, would I? And my answer was no, no way. It's really nice, but it's no way because this is not home. You know, there, a few thousand miles away north, that's home. It has many imperfections. You know, I feel frustrated by it as much as anybody else. But it is home. And I think that's really where the idea comes from. I think that's very much also how we underestimate our, you know, our us being Malaysians.
You mentioned about people who are getting very excited about the project and how it takes on its an extended life. You know, it morphs into something else.
Yeah.
But I don't know because they haven't seen the final cut.
Yes.
Sekali Tony Fernandez sih.
Kadel.
Cinta.
I just like to say Tuan Chia, which basically means unity.
Love in Malay is of course cinta.
Nan unai.
Otrume.
Saya cinta padamu. I love you.
Aku cinta padamu.
Unai. Unai.
Nan unai kadalikarin.
Wo ai ni.
Otrume.
Tuan Chia.
Otrume.
Bersatu padu.
Nan unai kadali keren.
Nan unai kadali
keren. Wo ai ni.
Bersatu padu untuk Malaysia.
Okay, now you have to coach me.
Malaysia.
Malaysia. Apa?
Malaysia Tuan Chia.
Malaysia Tuan Chia.
Otrume, people, we can do it.
Nan unai kadali keren.
Nan unai kadali keren.
对，这意思就是说 I love you， 就是我们马来西亚人一定会 I love you。
The language is universal. Love, cinta, I, cuddle. Very simple.
Hey， 无论你是任何一个民族也好，哪一个角落，只要你是在马来西亚，马来西亚人，甚至全世界任何一个在看着这首、听着这首歌，或者看到这个 MTV 的话，我们都是一家人，大家一起努力，我爱你。
Hold on, brother, hold on. The road is long, we're on stony ground. And I'm strong and you ain't heavy.
Oh, there's a misspoken truth that lies. Colors don't bind, oh no. What do they know? They speak falsely.
Here in my home, I'll tell you what it's all about. There's just one hope here. My heart,
one love undivided. That's what it's all about. Please, won't you fall in one by one with me?
Falling,
just falling with me. Yo, falling, falling with me.
Push back, sister, won't you push back?Love won't wait, just keep pushing on. Yeah, I'm strong, you ain't heavy.
Oh, don't you worry about that. What we have, the shadows can't deny. Don't you know it's now or never.
Here in my home, I tell you what it's all about. There's just one hope here in my heart.
One love undivided, and that's what it's all about. Please won't you fall in one by one.
Bertubi asalkan berkurun lamanya Hati ke depan mencari yang sayang
手牵手大家一起走我代表华人开口未来就没有忧愁
拍眼能拍眼能眼被追的阿哥们的可能可能能被提的阿哥们能把
And yes I feel it in my bones So I will let it be known That no matter where I roam This is home sweet home sin
I'm not afraid to die.